Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting 5th. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting 8th. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg strikes out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomey hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Freiman hits a line drive towards third. Valentin catches it and throws to first to double up Ramirez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Garciaparra can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis is hit by the pitch. Damon Buford pinch runs for Darren Lewis. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 0-for-2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Jones now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0-for-2 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Damon Buford now playing center field. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buford. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 2 in the game. Justice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman strikes out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Giles reaches second base with a double. Fryman moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 0 for 3 in the game. Benjamin takes first base on ball 4. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Benjamin moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benjamin moves to third. Buford moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Benjamin scores. Buford scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Paul Shuey now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. Vaughn tags and moves to third. One out. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Shuey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-3 in the game. Justice hits a line drive off the glove of Vaughn, and into shallow right field. Justice reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatberg strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Benjamin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomey for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.